both work in the Ministry of Healing and Deliverance. One host is a retired sheriff, while the other is an active fraud investigator, almost 30 years working in fraud investigations. We're on the front line, week in and week out, battling the demonic, witchcraft, Satan, Lucifer, Jezebel. Every week we face these spirits. The Bible teaches us that we have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. We feel that a lot of the churches aren't teaching this. And how do you battle an enemy that you don't even acknowledge is there? It's your birthright. It's your inheritance. And we want to teach you guys how to fight. Not only to fight, how to win. Tune in.
The Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour Significant Revelation starts now.
Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. We will bless Yeshua, Yeshua.
Welcome, family. Pastor Mark here, and I am with my lovely bride, Miss Amber Marie Rice.
Hello.
Pastor Donnie and the Liberation Freedom Ministry team, they're at the airport now in L.A. They went out to minister. I can't wait to get an update. Well, I guess it was a a decision from the top that we would be live, on Facebook. And the top being my wife decided in the last 5 minutes. Is that correct?
Yes. So we're giving it a go right now just to see how it works. Okay. And
so how do they reach us on Facebook?
So if they want to watch us on Facebook, they can just look up on Facebook at Significant Revelation. That's at Significant Revelation. And I don't believe there's a space needed. Just at Significant Revelation, you'll find us, and we are live. So you get to see what these lovely voices look like. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, lovely voice. Bless us with a prayer, please.
All right. God, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to come before you, to be on air. And we pray, Lord, that you would just bless the listeners today and bless us, change people's lives forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Man,
it's kind of weird looking at myself on there, but that's okay. Yeah, so when you go on Facebook, you'll see us. I didn't have any makeup or anything like that.
You look good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I indicated, Pastor Donnie and the team are away in L.A. So my bride stepping in here. We just celebrated our 3-year anniversary.
Ooh.
And going to talk a little bit about that. Someone wants to know how we met, so we're going to talk about that. And then we just got back from Hawaii for a month, and we just saw God move miraculously out there.
It was ridiculous.
So we want to tell a little bit about that. And then let's see. There's an uncomfortable pause there.
No, we got a lot of stuff.
We got a lot of stuff. And then actually one of the, at least one of the people that we ministered to that we met in Hawaii, that person is scheduled to call in today, and they have an awesome testimony.
Yeah.
So you have anything to say before we get started?
No, I love you. 3 years, and I love you even more than the first day.
Oh, I love you too, sugar booger. All right, let's
making people feel uncomfortable. There's a lot of PDA happening right
That's okay.
Here.
That's all right. Inner healing and deliverance. Okay, so if you have any questions for us, the telephone number is 404-355-8699, and you'll be live on the show. I serve on the staff at Liberation Freedom Ministry.
Yeah.
Pastor Donnie's the head minister there. And the telephone number there is 770-335-8973. Please call and schedule a one-on-one deliverance session. It's awesome. Change your life. We have service every Tuesday at 7:15. The address is 3125 Presidential Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30340. Okay, so give you a little background on who we are.
Yeah.
Pastor Mark Ambie Rice. Amber Rice. I call her Ambie. Give you a little, I tell everybody, there's a lot of moving pieces where God works. You know, you many times see the end result, but there's definitely a lot of things that he does behind the scenes.
It's amazing.
And so we just want to share a little bit of our story. I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version. I was in a meeting with three guys at a company, and the things that were coming out of their mouth, I did not agree with. Let me say it that way. And when I was out in the world, you know, I would have told them where they could take their job. But I try to be a light for Christ.
Amen.
And I did not say that I am successful all the time, but I try to. So in this case, you know, I think I was successful. And I talked about this on the show here. You know, Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. And Pastor Donnie often speaks of this also.
Yeah.
But actually, the Spirit's operating in people. If you want to pull that up for them and just kind of remind everybody what Ephesians 6:12. But basically, you know, we're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're not dealing with the core person in front of you. It's the Spirit's operating in these people. And at that time, I've been in close to the ministry for several years. So I'm actually hearing these things, and I did not respond the way the enemy wanted me to. Mm-hmm. And you have it up?
Yeah.
What does Ephesians 6:12 say?
Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly supernatural places."
Right. So again, to reiterate, you know, we're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're not dealing with the person in front of you, dealing with the spirits coming out of them.
Right.
Speaking through them. So at that point, I was able to remind myself of that. And we talked about it on this show. Road rage, arguing with your friends, family, spouses, parents, mm-hmm. brothers, sisters, people at work.
Children.
Something will be said to you that will aggravate you, get on your last nerve, as they say, motivate you to do some things. I think there are several people in jail right now because of that. There are several divorces, people broken up, murders occurred because one person reacted to what another person said or did.
Mm-hmm.
So I always challenge our listeners and the people that we minister to that when these things are said, that you stop. Some people count to 10. But if you can make that time a focus, you can take that time, to focus on how God will want you to respond, I think a lot of our lives would change.
Amen.
If we take the focus off of the person or the people that have said these hurtful things or did these hurtful things and just look upward and said, okay, here's the input, God. How do you want me to respond?
Right.
How do you want me to respond? So in this particular case, I was in a meeting and I just said, okay, I decided in the meeting that I would be no longer working in this place, not necessarily for the company. I still had a partnership with them. But I had the opportunity to get my own, my own office. So I just decided during the time that, you know what, this will probably affect my focus and I need to get another office.
Mm-hmm.
So many years ago, I had a office near Cumberland by myself, you know, one of those small workspace offices. And I called them and they were like, we don't have any room here, but we have a location probably 5 minutes from here. So I went over there and I saw the location and I was a little bit outside my price range. But you know, God is working. So the leasing guy calls me, said, listen, we have something we think will work for you. And when I went there, it was a co-office, like I shared it with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know what I do for a living, being an investigator. I can't be around other people, you know,
yeah.
Dealing with social security numbers and things of that nature. And they said, well, that's the good thing about it. The people that co-leased this office, they're never here. And of course, I'm thinking, yeah, sure, he's trying to sell me on something. But I went and checked it out anyway, and there was an attorney leaving that office. And I spoke with her, and she says, yes, I've been here all year. I've only seen them one time, the other people one time. And I was like, okay, we can do this. So I moved. That was in the at the end of 2017. Excuse me. So I moved in on January 2nd, 2017. And then on January 5th.
No, you moved in. You moved in January 2nd, 2018.
Just seeing if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And you are. Because I was making a note.
You were?
Yes.
Okay. The people on Facebook know that you weren't making a note.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they shouldn't be looking.
Okay.
This is radio. But I'm supporting my wife.
Thank
anyway.
You.
So I moved in January 2nd, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, January 5th of 2018 at 3:30 in the afternoon, I decided I would knock off work early, which I absolutely positively do not do. Like, if anything, I have been accused of being a workaholic, but this Friday, I was like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you, you know, everything had to work to the second, everyone. So, and I tell everybody, at 3:30, I get up from my desk, and I had a private office phone. So if one of my clients or one of the investigators had called me, you know, for any advice or give me an update on the case, I would have turned around, and I would have missed what happened to me that changed the rest of my life. Well, got up and didn't hear from anybody and went to the elevator. And in that building, we had they had the elevators where you press the button and it'll tell you which elevator to go to rather than get on the elevator and press to go down.
Right.
You press it outside. So I was standing in front of elevator F and the computer told me to go to elevator I. But you know how sometimes we're focused on other things. I was thinking about work or what have you. And I was standing in front of elevator F. And all of a sudden,
I said, well,
I said, excuse me, sir. Wait for it, sister. All of a sudden, I'm facing elevator F and elevator I behind me opens. And then I heard,
excuse me, sir, are you going down?
That is correct.
And then I heard, yeah.
You think that's necessary? You think that's appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, every time she tells a story, I sound a little bit slower every time. But anyway, I said, yeah, I'm going down. So get on the elevator, and we just strike up a conversation. Not like flirting or anything, like, I don't know, how's the weather or how you doing today or something like that. Just that was on the 19th floor. You had come from the 20th floor.
Yes.
And so I'm on the elevator, and Holy Spirit is talking to me. And Holy Spirit is telling me that this woman is sad. And I'm saying, she doesn't look sad. And he goes, she's sad, and I need to talk to her about Jesus. And I'm really debating, I'm not saying debating Holy Spirit, but I was really debating on how to do this. So by the time we got down to the basement, I just said, ma'am, I just moved to the building. If you want to stay in touch, if you have anything you want to talk about, maybe get a cup of coffee sometime, I'm here. Because ultimately what I wanted to do is just give her a avenue by which to talk, because I was told that she was, in my spirit, that she was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And so we exchanged numbers mm-hmm. and end up later speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And what? You can jump in now.
Okay. I ended up pouring out everything that I had been going through. At that time, I was actually going through a divorce. I had been married for 15 years at that point and was just in a really, really rough place, severely depressed, and had actually just changed jobs and was starting to work there. So I was going through a job change and just, there's just a lot of change happening in my life and a lot of brokenness that I was trying to work through. So I poured myself out. And as we were talking on the phone, he said, well, I don't know, babe, do you want me to tell my whole story from the beginning or just this conversation? Because I can lead into.
Do what God tells you to do, but, you know, give him the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah. Please. So to make the long story short, I had grown up in church and I had turned my back while being in this marriage that I was in previously. I turned my back on God. I used to have, I would say, a pretty decent relationship, although God probably would think differently. I don't know, Lord. You only know. But I did have a relationship with the Lord. I just wasn't where I am now with him back then. And during this relationship, systematically, the devil had torn away my faith in God. I don't want to put any blame on anybody right now. So the Lord saw me, and he decided to rescue me, and I'm so grateful that he pulled me out of a place where I had been, again, severely depressed. I had been on anti-anxiety medicine for 15 years, anti-anxiety and depression medicine for 15 years. I had gained tremendous amount of weight for me. At that point, I was 240 pounds. I was just really going through. And so I ended up telling Mark about all of this and what I was going through. And he had asked me, he was like, well, are you a believer? And I said, no, I'm agnostic. And I guess you had just found out what that was, like just a short bit.
Yeah, like 2 weeks prior, I learned what that meant. But if you would, for the listeners who are not familiar with the term agnostic, most people understand what being an atheist is, but you were an agnostic. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so I'll give you my definition because I don't want to go toe-to-toe with anybody that's really serious about it. But
yes, your definition is what we're looking for.
So my definition is there could be a God, there may not be a God, but I'm not going to say that there isn't one, and I'm not really going to pursue right now. I'm just kind of living my life, doing my thing, and he could be there or he might not be there. And so I said agnostic. I was agnostic. And you said, okay, well, just keep an open mind. And I said, okay, but I'm not going to church. And he said, okay, I didn't invite you. And that was it. And that was our interaction. And we just continued to talk. And he listened to me as I poured myself out. And everything that you don't do when you first meet somebody, I did. I just cried and like, boohooed, and he listened, and that was extremely healing for me, just so extremely healing. So it wasn't but a couple days later that we were talking on the phone, and he said, oh, I need to get some Jesus in me. And I was like, okay, what's going on? And he was like, nah, I just, you know, had a rough day. And he used a word that that stuck out to me because of my past and the pain that I've been through. And
it's okay. I don't hide anything from this group of listeners. My bride heard me say that I was depressed.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying that, but you know what? If she says she heard it, that's fine. And if that's what Holy Spirit used to put this together, then so be it.
That's what he used.
And at that time, going through some baby mama drama with my son, and I was really close to my granddaughter. So I was probably dealing with that at that time when you called to check on me.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I got to get some church on me. That's what I said.
That's what
church
you said.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. And then so Amber was like, okay, well, I'm coming to church with you. And I was like, but you said you're not coming to church. And she said, I'm coming.
Yes.
So she gets in her car, and she drives toward Spaghetti Junction.
Yes, but a really roundabout way. I mean, it was like so
anyway,
horrible.
She drives. She knew the landmark near the church. So she's driving towards Spaghetti Junction, and she's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm in my car. And I'll tell everybody, like, this is even the nicest person you ever want to meet, or I have a stalker on my hands. But either way, I get her to come to church and anything could happen. So when she gets there, I actually had to step outside. I was ministering to one of my clients that was going through some family stuff. And Amber showed up on time, and I said, listen, you'll have to. This is a woman I just met a few days ago, so we weren't friends or anything, but I was like, you just have to go on into church. I have to speak to this person. So you went into church, and let's just give them a quick overview of the word you got, and we'll jump into something else.
Okay. Yeah, so it was unlike anything I had ever been to. It was Liberation Freedom Ministry. You know, they were playing music, and it wasn't like a big choir or even worship leaders up front. It wasn't like look at me kind of thing. It was just come in and, you know, connect with God. And so went in, and, you know, they were even playing Passion of the Christ behind when they were doing communion. And me growing up in church, I knew I needed to get my life right. And he was already working on me all day, actually, the Lord was. But anyways, by the end of the night, this farmer-looking pastor approaches me, and he tells me, that I have a word for you. I said, okay. And, you know, I'm looking at very skeptical still, even though I've by this time given my heart back to Jesus. And he said, you ever lose your keys? And I'm like, yes, sir. You know, he's like, well, keys are going to be secondary. You're going to walk through doors with little no resistance.
Let me just say it was a very attractive farmer looking pastor. I want to remind you that we're live here, sister.
Yes. Okay. No, he's awesome. anyways, So he said, keys are going to be secondary. You're going to walk through doors with little and no resistance. The Father's love is the key. He's affirmed you. He's validated you. He's given you the ability to receive it. You're not going to be looking to others for opinions. And for me, this shell of a human being that I was at that time, to hear that, boy, that really touched my heart. And then, you know, I still thought that all that was kind of, you know, like general. But it did touch my heart. Mm. And then he goes, he had all this written down on a sheet of paper. Then he comes and he starts saying, talking about the relationship that I had just been in. Mm-hmm. And then started giving me a promise. God's going to give you somebody deserving of your love. You're going to be blessed as a mother. You're going to find your purpose in life. And you're gorgeous. For me to hear that I was gorgeous when I had been 240 pounds and every single part of me about feeling any type of self-worth was just ripped out of me. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, man, that just like broke me down. And I was like, okay, God, you're real. You knew what I was. You saw me and you loved me in that space. You cared about me enough to meet me here when I turned my back on you, when I had rejected you. So I'm going hard for you, God. And that was it.
And for the people on Facebook, you can see that my bride, even today, still gets emotional about that.
Life-changing.
But that was an amazing prophecy and just changed your life. And after that, we just struck up a friendship, and then it went on and on. And she ended up, we get married, then she ended up getting herself pregnant.
I didn't just get myself pregnant by
and
myself.
We have a 1-year-old.
Yes. Yeah. Who's, yeah.
Well, he'll be one next week.
Yeah. This week.
This week.
Yeah.
Just seeing if you're paying attention. God is amazing. So yes, we just want to, that's how we met. We gave y'all the Reader Digest version. Remind you of the telephone number, 404-355-8699, if anyone wants to call in, if they have any questions. And you're pointing to that. You want to tell them how they can actually see us on Facebook Live?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to check us out, our Facebook page, Pastor Mark and I, our ministry is called Significant Revelation, hence part of the name of the show here. And you can find us at Significant Revelation on Facebook. We would love for you guys to join us there. We are going to be posting a lot more content. And yeah, just we want to welcome you into our family.
Absolutely. And this show is called the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation, which I am a staff minister at Liberation Freedom Ministry, headed by the most awesome Pastor Donnie Williams,
yeah,
who's on the West Coast now ministering. The address is 3125 Presidential Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30340.
Yep.
The telephone number is 770-335-8973 if you want to make a one-on-one session for deliverance.
Yes.
And so we have church tomorrow at 7:15. I'll ask everybody just to stay after the preaching. We pray for people, and then you can see some of the miracles that you hear us talking about on this show, and even some of the things that we'll go over today. All right? So
all right.
We were Pastor Donnie and I, and I'm watching the time. We're going to take a break in about 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes. But Pastor Donnie and I have been getting prophetic words that we needed to rest because multitudes are coming. And there's several prophets that speak of a great harvest that's about to happen. So we're blessed to believe. We're believing God that we're part of that. And he and I have been receiving this message for us to rest. And I think he's finally going to take some time off here soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give details because I want to make sure that nobody knows where he is. He can fish and he can relax. But anyway, he's going to take some time. So I went to Envy and I said, listen, it's time to for me to take a rest. I got a, and you listeners pray for me, I got a volunteer chaplain job at one of the hospitals. I didn't get their permission to give their name, so I won't do it. But one of the hospitals, and I'll be starting that within a week or so. So I know it's going to be really busy.
Yeah.
You know, and so I said, where do you want to go? And she said she'd like to go to Hawaii. And for the people that know us, part of our 3 years, we actually lived out there for 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
We actually went out there January 1st of 2020.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Got the right date.
Yes,
and then, of course, you guys know about COVID and the pandemic and all that stuff. So we were like stuck on a tropical island during that.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't complain about that.
No.
And then the second night, we were in our place because the first night we were exhausted. We just went to sleep. The second night, my bride ended up getting herself pregnant.
Yeah, I got pregnant.
Yes. And then so we were out there for 10 months. And we had our son, you know, and then 6 weeks later, we felt like God was telling us to come back to Atlanta. My wife was not feeling that move.
No, I was not. I was like, oh, man, this beautiful place, and now we're having to go back to Atlanta. I love you, Atlanta, but, you know, it was Maui.
But anyway, we came on back, and we've just seen God move miraculously. We're talking blind eyes open, deaf ears opening.
Yes.
You know, it's just amazing what God has done. So anyway, we went to Maui on August the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back September 17th. And, you know, listeners to the show will, you know, remember that I called in during that time. But we'll get you guys up to date, but we're going to take a station break, and we'll be back momentarily. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua.
Question. Are you still being tormented about some things that have happened to you in the past? Are you having issues with unforgiveness? If so, let our ministry help you. We are a biblically based inner healing and deliverance ministry led by the Holy Spirit. We stand on God's word, Isaiah 61, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound.
And that was Pastor Donnie Williams. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 p.m. live on Love 860 AM, the Love 860 app, iHeartRadio, or on the TuneIn app.
860 AM, WAEC, Atlanta.
The Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation starts now.
Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name.
Okay, welcome back, family. So we went back to, and we see the numbers are going up on the Facebook Live. You know, my wife is from a whole different generation than I am. Thank you, Lord. So she hooked us up on that. So, hey, Facebook Live, is good to see you all.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
At Significant Revelation, if you guys are listening on the radio, check us out on Facebook at Significant Revelation.
Yeah, you can see how beautiful my bride is.
I got my red lipstick on.
Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. So we went to Hawaii and we just seen a number of miracles. We actually have somebody on the line, and I think that they've been waiting for the since the beginning of the show. So I'm going to have them give their testimony, and then I'll go into details about some of the things that we saw. But we saw God do. But we're talking just quickly. A lady that broke her back, she was walking with a walker. We prayed for her. She began to run. Six people, God restored some level of hearing loss. Three people had ringing in their ears. We end up having a, and we'll go into detail if we have time, but we end up having a healing service. And after the healing service, well, so many people got healed during that time. And then actually demons got casted out. And so after that, several locals contacted us to have sessions with us, like we often talk about, you know, making sessions with Liberation Freedom Ministry, the one-on-one deliverance sessions. We actually had them there, and thank God we just watched so many people. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm interacting with the folks on the Facebook.
Wow, live. I'm impressed. God, lost my train of thought. I see some people I know on there. Hey, everybody. But, yeah, so anyway, we're going to get that lady on, the lady to give her testimony. I know what I was saying. So many people contacted us for one-on-one sessions for deliverance, and we watched God just move miraculously, people just getting healed and set free, dealing with some things. And we have a young lady on. I think she's going to share some of her testimony, one of the young ladies we met there. Is she on, sir?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, thank you so much for
your guys' testimony.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate you waiting and being patient. So I'm going to be quiet and let you share whatever God puts on your heart to share. And this is an awesome woman of God. That
wonderful woman
we,
of God.
I mean, we met her when we went to Maui, and we'll consider her a sister from this point on.
That's
in fact,
it.
I think she's going to be coming to visit, her and her family coming to visit at some point in Atlanta. But
yes,
we'll see what God does. But go ahead, my sister, share whatever you want.
Yes.
Well, praise God. Holy Spirit, just take control.
Yes.
Yes.
Just an extension of your hand. So I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking through me. And thank you for the testimony. There are so many things. But we just thank you and we glorify you for everything in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I mean, there was so much. But I know that earlier when I was asked, the Holy Spirit asked me to say that the Lord hears our prayers. And I remember just being on my knees for a month after I went to an evangelistic event, and I found out that they've seen a demon in me. So I was crying out, Lord, help me to be free. There were some people at that event that was supposed to help me through the deliverance. Well, they never pulled through. And I kept crying out for a month, and I randomly met Pastor Mark at my church here on Maui, King's Cathedral. And I had shared with him my experience. He had shared with me that he's in the deliverance ministry. And I said, oh, my gosh, I feel like there's a root in me. And he took me through a prayer for 2 days. I felt like I was melting inside. He took me through a prayer of forgiving myself. And then he had an event on Maui, and I was sure to be there because inside I knew that there was still something that I needed deliverance from. I've never been through deliverance. I'm just hungry and whatever it takes to just get deeper with the Lord. And so I went to his event. I had my son, so my son was ready to go home, and Pastor Mark said, well, you just call me and we'll do a one-on-one session. And it was so amazing. They were going to leave on Friday, and I called them. This was Saturday. They met me the next day. They invited me over to the place they were staying at, and I've never experienced anything like it. As they took me through deliverance, first of all, the love of God was all upon them just to open up their home. They didn't even know me. Just to open up their home was just incredible for me to be there, and the Lord just heard my prayer by sending them. But I got to experience heaven.
Thank you, Lord. I was still
dealing with unbelief, so I didn't even think that it was real at the moment. I mean, it was so glorious. And then as the days passed after my deliverance, I started, the Lord started showing me scripture. I mean, to the point where the Lord took me, Jesus took me to this place, this unit in heaven, where I literally seen a huge cherub with this light just shining through. And a whole bunch of army men holding battle axes. And anyways, I was like, where am I? Like, I've never seen this in my life, never seen this place. And as I was in worship, 2 days later, I was in worship, and the Lord gave me Psalms 99:1 and showed me that the Lord reigns. He sits on a throne between two cherubs, and the cherubs guard his glory.
I'm getting little chill bumps all over me right now. I feel the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Amen.
Ooh, and I, yes. Oh my goodness, it was wonderful just to experience that was like, and the Lord confirming His word.
Yes.
Was just magnificent, and there was so much more that He's shown me, and that Pastor Mark and Miss Amber had helped me walk through and walk out, but. Just the fact that even if they don't hear from me for one day, they check on me, and I'm not used to that. But the love of God is the love of God is so evident in them to just help set people free through their ministry, and it's just outstanding. And I got healed. I was supposed to get treatment the next day after meeting with them. For hyperhidrosis, it was the third time I was supposed to get these shots in my hands and my feet. And I canceled my appointment by faith. They prayed over me. They delivered me from some stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got healed from that. It was kind of like the hemorrhage woman who her whole life been going through trying to find a doctor to cure this.
God is so
and
good.
We got the greatest doctor, Dr. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Golly, thank you so much, Lord, for doing this mighty work in her life. And, you know, we do love you so much. We're so grateful to have you in our life. And we are so excited about what God is going to do in you, what He's already doing in you. You're just a force to be reckoned with already. And I just can't wait to see where God is going to take you, because it's going to be far and high. You're going to soar, woman.
Praise God.
Woman of God, you are going to soar in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, my sister, thank you so much for sharing. We really appreciate that. You know, we're going to be coming back, and you'll be one of the first people to know. So we just thank you.
Thank you.
But like you say, if we don't hear from you a day or two, we're going to check on you anyway.
Yes.
You both are so wonderful. I'm so grateful for the ministry, and just to be able to be a part of your family is just so wonderful. And I just thank you both for it.
God, you too. God bless.
We love you.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. That was an awesome young lady there in Maui that we had a chance to meet. The Facebook numbers are going up, so thank you all so much. I wasn't expecting this. You know,
again.
No makeup. I didn't get the hair done. No. Nothing.
Well, all we would have had to do is powder. Okay. Just a little bit up here.
Amber,
you know,
I can't take her anywhere. All right, let's get focused. So, yeah, God really moved in that young lady's life.
Yes.
I'm going to run through a few things, and you can just jump in here, you know, some things you remember. But this, again, as I told folks when I was calling in, you know, I'm a little frugal. So I was able to find, I'm a little frugal. God was able to bless me to find round trip tickets from Atlanta, Georgia to Maui, Hawaii for $275.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
Therefore, we figured that we were out there on assignment. So I'm like, we're out here on assignment. Let's see what God's going to do. Let's just trust him.
God's will. It's God's bill. I think we're quoting somebody on that. Perry Stone.
If it's God's will, it's God's bill. That's what he says. So
he did it.
Yeah, he did it. So, all right, you heard that young lady's testimony. Let's go. Let's see. We made some notes here. The young man we met, I ended up marrying him. In fact, while I was there. The young man, the groom, we met him for the first time. We prayed. He had a back issue. He was actually on workers' comp at that time. Mm-hmm. We prayed, and we watched God heal him.
Yes.
The next day, he went to the doctor. The doctor was amazed about his range of motion and his back. And this past Monday, he started a new job.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God revealed a gift, a prophetic gift. Yes. A seer's anointing on this young man. Unlike anything, raw.
Yes.
This guy is, Holy Spirit is showing him scriptures to read. And I'm telling everybody, he's green. He's showing him scriptures to read. And then he breaks down the scriptures. Holy Spirit breaks down the scriptures so this young man can understand it.
Yes.
And he is on fire.
Getting tons of words, has already prophesied something to me that I was like, ooh, Lord Jesus, okay, God, help me. And it was already prophesied to us like several other times.
Yeah.
And then he comes through and basically confirmation for my husband. And so it was just like, oh, my gosh, okay, Lord.
Yep. And the sister that was just on the line, she's another just gifted prophetic.
She prophesied the same thing too.
Yeah, absolutely. We got two prophecies on the same thing that we've heard 6 times here in Atlanta.
Yes.
About something in the future.
Yes.
But they're truly gifted. And then, so that was the guy starting a new job. Let's see. This is something I never saw before. We were praying. What we do, if you guys look on YouTube, and I guess Ambi is posting some things on our YouTube channel, testimonies from people getting healed.
Yes, but plug. So that's also at Significant Revelation. However, if you were to go and just look up Significant Revelation on YouTube, it may be a little bit difficult for you to find us because there's a lot of like videos that were posted with the word Significant Revelation in it before we created our channel. So you kind of got to scroll down to find us. But if you look at Facebook, at Significant Revelation, you're going to find our videos there, too. I've just been loading them up there as well. Links back to YouTube. So that's an easier way for you to find those videos. Lots of healing videos.
Yes. And whatever my wife said. So I'm older than her.
Just a little.
So I actually use a pen and a pad right now, and I have a rotary phone at home. So. But anyway, if she says so, that's what you guys do. Check us out. But anyway, if you go and you look at our YouTube channel and our Facebook, you'll see just a number of testimonies.
Yeah.
And also on Liberation Freedom Ministries YouTube channel.
Yes.
There's a number of testimonies, pain, healing.
Deliverance, all of it.
Yeah. Hearing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So going back to that. So we see this young lady. She's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I see her walking. I said, Ambi, we're at the mall. I said, I think that young lady's in pain. Amber's like, no, she's just pregnant. I was like, nah, I think she's in pain.
Yes.
And we go over, and Amber asks if she could pray for her. Well, one of the things that we do, and if you've been on this show or heard this show, we drive home the point about forgiveness.
Yes.
And unforgiveness.
So important.
And how unforgiveness is such a major blessing blocker.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of the listeners are like, here they go again. Well,
forgiveness is key.
It's key.
That's just what it is.
So many times before we pray, we'll ask if the person has anybody they need to forgive. Because that's the legal right the enemy is holding on in many cases to operate in their lives. And many times he brings pain. So she's the young lady's there. And her boyfriend is there, and he's holding her arm, or she's holding his arm. And Amber begins to walk her through a forgiveness prayer.
Yes.
And I have never seen this in all my years.
Me either.
You know, and as Amber is praying, he gets woozy. And all of a sudden, the guy faints.
Drops to the ground like the pregnant wife, tiny little thing, is holding on to him, trying to hold him up. My husband is trying to hold him as well. He's like this kind of fit dude, not like super massive, but he's, you know, a bigger dude.
Lean fit.
Lean fit, yeah. And he just drops, and hubby is like, ooh, he's heavy, you know, closes his eyes and just slumps over. And it's like, okay, God, well,
yeah.
All right, and how do we proceed? So I just trust that God has him, and hubby is taking care of him, and the pregnant lady lets go, and we finish the prayer. She gets healed. He comes to after, what, like a minute or so?
I say, yeah, 45, 50 seconds, maybe a minute. He just comes through, and then he's looking at me. And he staggers to a table, and he's like, I need water.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sit down and explain what happened. I want to explain about those demons. But he was like, no.
He didn't want to talk.
He didn't want anything.
He said too much tequila. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, he didn't like tequila. And when his girlfriend, I don't think it was his wife. But
yeah, it was his girlfriend.
How about his love interest? We're not judging anybody.
No.
But when she came to the healing service, he refused to come.
Yes.
He didn't want to see you.
Well, it was even amazing how we didn't even have a healing service set up at that point. So we ended up having an impromptu healing service on Maui on September 11th. It was awesome. We had at least 30 some odd people, and majority of them were people that we had just met
mm-hmm.
on this trip. So, mm-hmm. I mean, just from going out doing street ministry or ministering just, yeah, random people that we had come across that mm-hmm. we had the opportunity to pray with. Anyways, so we determined that we were going to do this healing service. The Holy Spirit has led us to do this. Amazing how all that got set up, too. God is just phenomenal. But we ended up getting some flyers made, and we went back up to the Jamba Juice at the mall because that's the hangout for us. And my hubby was like, okay, I just feel like we're supposed to give this flyer to somebody here. He just felt it in his spirit. So we go, and then we pull into the parking lot, and it was just like a couple cars down, maybe like four cars down. Look over, and there they were. This is like a completely other day, another day.
Yeah, the same couple with a dude passed out.
We were able to give them the invite, and then, you know, she showed. He was like, no, I'm not going.
No, I'm not going.
He's like, you're going Christians. Without me? And she was like, yeah.
Bye, so, Felicia.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, so God moved.
Yes.
Boyfriend passed out. We went to a beach service. When Amber and I lived there, there was a guy named Dale, a pastor, that has a beach service for, like, the homeless community.
So good.
Sundays at 6:30. So I text him and say, hey, do you still have that? He's like, yeah, come on through. So we were there catching up with them. And there was a congregation in a shelter behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept getting drawn over there. And finally I said, excuse me, to the group I was with. I said, like, I need to go over. I feel like I need to pray for somebody over here, like I'm being led to pray. Mm-hmm. And then we went over there, and it was a Spanish-speaking congregation.
Yes.
But they were believers, and I said, I felt like I've been sent over here. There's somebody we need to pray for. And the pastor was like, I think he's actually the pastor's son. He was like, well, we're praying for this young lady. She's been diagnosed with cancer. So I called Amber over, and we prayed. And people were getting healed from pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like the Holy Spirit said that somebody has lost hearing. And I just turned around and said, has anybody anybody dealing with hearing loss? And this young lady, I think this was on the Liberation Freedom Ministry YouTube channel.
She was a young lady.
Like
she was
28.
Yeah, she was young.
Yeah, she had fibromyalgia, which I didn't know this was a symptom, but she ended up losing complete hearing in her right ear.
Yeah.
And the Lord restored her hearing. And you can hear her just said she heard it open And
This is crazy. She was she couldn't believe. Yeah. She didn't say, I can't believe it, but she was, you could tell that she was just so shocked that this had happened to her. It was awesome.
And God gets the glory. Like I tell everybody, man, we pray and have faith and watch him work. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so grateful for him, to him, for giving me a front row seat to the, some of these miracles.
It's exciting.
No, to all of these miracles. It's just a front row seat. He does it all, but I'm just grateful. So let me see the beach service.
We needed a translator for that too, y'all. I mean, it was like a mission trip almost. We just like moved into another place, just a couple feet. We take a couple steps, and then we felt like we were in a completely different country. It was wild. It was, it was amazing.
Absolutely. And then it was a total of six people that God restored their hearing.
Yes, that lady being one of them.
Mm-hmm. And then I was at the church where the young lady that just gave her testimony, where I met her. In fact, this lady that I'm going to tell y'all about introduced me to the young lady that's on the phone. But I'm at the church, and I turn around. I said, Miss, do you know anybody here that has lost hearing? Because I'm feeling like the Holy Spirit said, man, you got to pray for somebody. And she goes, my husband. And this
God is good.
This church is hundreds of people that go there.
Yeah.
But this is how he positioned. And sure enough, we pray. And Wendell was his name. And the Lord restored his hearing.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was actually a total of six people. Three people had ringing in their ear. Is it pronounced tinnitus?
I believe so.
All right, I'm sure there's
I don't want to mess
medical
it up.
Doctors on there, but ringing in the ear.
Yeah, tinnitus. We're getting confirmation from the sound room.
And my sister, I don't want to say her name, but her middle name is Lynn, and her last name starts with an E there. I'm not talking about the ringing back in the day when you drink too much. I'm talking about their ears were ringing without any alcohol. Just want to make sure she's clear on that. But anyway, we watched God remove that, the ringing, like for three people.
Yeah.
My wife referenced the Jamba Juice.
Okay, so Jamba Juice. Sorry, no plug, no.
Yeah. So, but it's a smoothie place. I don't think they only have one in Metro Atlanta.
I think so. Yeah.
And so we lived in Hawaii. We would go there all the time, especially when my wife was pregnant. So this was kind of the place where God was taking us to. We were meeting these people. And we end up meeting a young lady that broke her back. She was walking with a walker. And this is going to be posted, too, if you want to see this. Do you have it on our YouTube channel?
Which one?
The lady with the back.
I think I have that one posted.
Okay.
If not, it's going to come up.
It's going to come up. She's shortly. You actually see the walker that she was walking with. And then we prayed. And not only did she walk without the walker, she began to run.
Yeah, that was awesome.
See it with your own eyes. Go ahead, what were you about to say?
She wasn't a young lady either. So, I mean, it's not like you would just see this lady running, period. Oh,
yeah.
And then she was running. So it was just
it was awesome. So I got a cousin of mine that told me all of this stuff is fake.
It's not fake.
We were at
let me pray for you. Jesus will show you.
Yeah. Somebody told me, well, you don't have to worry about it because it's going to be fake for you because you won't get healed. But I don't say that, but I heard somebody else say that. But we were at what festival yesterday?
There was a fall festival out in Duluth.
And we went there for street ministry. And I see this guy walking with a brace on. He's limping. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to pray for him. And he was like, nope. Which is okay. Everybody understand. This is okay. Everybody don't buy into this. And his wife goes, did you ever see the documentary on Jim Jones? And you guys could look at that. And was it Guyana, Jim Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I did. She said, well, all of that is bull blank. I know there's a 7-second delay, but I'm just going to say blank so you don't have to edit anything out. So they just stormed off, and we couldn't pray for them. But, you know, that just comes with it. But bless their heart. You know what I mean? Because we are not doing anything that the Bible is not telling us to do.
Yes. We're just going out.
Lay hands on the sick.
Cleanse the lepers.
Cast out demons and raise the dead. This is what the Bible said.
That's what it says.
All we're doing is what God said.
Preach, brother.
He said that we'll do greater things.
Yes.
This is what Jesus said. Jesus said we'll do greater works.
Yes.
Is that 2 minutes? He give me the
3 minutes.
Give me the peace sign. Okay, peace. All right, we got it. So anyway, all right. Broke Back Running. We had the healing service. Deliverance service. So many people came over for personal sessions. One person had 52 witches casted out of her. Three people had heavenly visits. This is the type of stuff we're seeing. We ministered to a family, and a guy texted me the other day saying that what exactly he said about their life is a lot less pressure around the house.
Oh yeah. Like just their marriage, the atmosphere in their home has changed tremendously. Yeah.
Yep. And God does it all, so don't misunderstand where we're coming from. That He is doing this.
He
we just get a chance 100. To see this stuff. About the young lady that was really sad, and then she was molested by four different people.
Oh, yes.
As a child.
God was, yeah, she wouldn't even go to church. She had just like given up that part and just a lot of just bitterness in her heart. And God just started to move and started to break that down and show her how much He loved her, how He wanted to heal her heart. And it was beautiful. Yeah, it was really beautiful. First steps in a process of healing. And I'm excited for what God is doing in her life. So we're wrapping up here, right, babe?
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, the telephone number for Liberation Freedom Ministry is 770-335-8973. We have service at 7:15 on Tuesday. The address is 3125 Presidential Parkway. Did I just say that?
Yeah, 3125 Presidential Parkway, okay. Atlanta, Georgia.
And the telephone number is 770-335-8973. Come out tomorrow. Stay after church. Look for Pastor Donnie. Look for Pastor Mark. We would love to meet you guys. And I guess we're wrapping it up.
Yes.
But let me see.
Check us out on at Significant Revelation on Facebook and also on YouTube. And I'm trying to figure out Instagram. I will get there, y'all. Just hang in there with us. I wanted to also note that we are starting a house church. So every Sunday at 10 a.m., please join us on at Significant Revelation on Facebook. We are going to be posting. And with that being said, I think
That's good.
Closing out.
Well, just want to on this list, several folks there in Maui want to learn deliverance now. So we're going to be training them on deliverance. Awesome. Yes. And on Thursday, we're no longer going to have the Bible study because we're launching the church.
Yes.
House church. Yes. God bless y'all. Sugar Booger, you did a great job.
Thank you, baby.
Look.
I'ma bless His name. We will bless Yeshua. I'ma bless His name. I'ma bless His name. Yeshua.